The pitch is looped towards shortstop. Petrocelli's back. He's got it. The Red Sox win. And it's pandemonium on the field.
You heard it all this week on Radio Boston as the Red Sox and the City of Boston celebrate Fenway Park's 100th anniversary. We're featuring a series of pieces about favorite Fenway memories. For Northborough's Kristen Wickstead and her 11-year-old daughter Bridget, that memory was on May 19th, 2008. The Sox were playing the Kansas City Royals, and it was Bridget's first Fenway game ever. But that's not the only thing that made the game so memorable. Bridget and Kristen stood outside Fenway Stadium, Fenway Park, recently, and recalled why the game was also particularly special for one Red Sox pitcher.
On the mound tonight for the Red Sox is John Lester.
Well, John Lester making.
So John Lester was pitching, and I was happy about that because I really admired him. He was a cancer survivor. Here he was, back out being a starting pitcher for the Red Sox after going through lymphoma treatment. And we were really excited for him.
Swing and a miss. Lester strikes out Gretzelonic, two down.
And we were in the grandstands, and everybody was waving at everybody. And
I remember, like, somebody went out on the field and they sang, and I was like, oh, this is fun. This is fun, eating ice cream, watching people sing.
Yeah. And her middle name is Caroline, so we don't sing Sweet Caroline, we sing Bridge Caroline. Really embarrasses her.
Haha, very funny.
Strikes out back-to-back K's for Lester. Two down.
The Red Sox were doing really well, and it was fun.
Yeah, and I fell asleep.
And Bridget fell asleep about halfway through the game because she was only seven.
I got really tired, and I was just very sleepy.
Swing and a miss. Five strikeouts for Lester. One down in the sixth inning.
In the bottom of the sixth, it got really quiet in the park. And I said, why is everybody so quiet all of a sudden? And I said it really loud. My husband leaned over and said, don't say anything too loud. But so far, he's pitching a no-hitter. And everybody was whispering about it because nobody wanted to say it out loud.
Back to Lester. One down.
We nudged Bridget and woke her up and told her, Bridgie, you might want to start paying attention.
Everybody was so nervous that somebody might hit the ball, but nobody did.
It was nerve-wracking.
There must have been a lot of pressure on that pitcher.
But I was thinking also all the players must have been getting really nervous. And Jacoby made that amazing catch in the outfield.
Center field falling fast. Ellsbury running fast, diving and catching.
That was just an unbelievable catch. And I remember thinking about that one catch, like that could have changed the whole thing.
Eighth inning is over. It's a 7-0 Red Sox lead.
And then, well, everybody was standing up pretty much for the ninth. We were all on our feet. Everybody was on their feet.
Chopped high, low. Throws to first for the out.
I've been to a lot of Red Sox games. You know, I grew up in Massachusetts, and my husband's probably been to even more than I have. Remember, we were whispering to each other during the ninth. It was a moment that no one wanted to miss.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, ninth inning.
I've never, ever heard it so quiet.
Glasnow strikes out! John Lester's thrown a no-hitter at Fenway!
And he did.
And he did.
Awesome.
Never seen anything like it in Fenway Park.
That's Kristen Wickstead and her daughter Bridget remembering John Lester's no-hitter in May 2008. Their Fenway memory was produced by Radio Boston's Dan Mozzie.
Stay with us. Coming up, the next in our series of conversations with Boston visionaries. Today, fabric artist and founding mother of First Night, Clara Wainwright. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.